Hi everyone, welcome back to M365 Voice. This is going to be the third in our Copilot series of episodes, and we're here at the Microsoft 365 Community Conference in Orlando, and we are fortunate to run across our friend Lori Pottmeyer, who's agreed to be on an episode of our podcast with us again. You were, I think, our first guest.
I think you're actually our most frequent guest. Yeah. Really? I think this is time number three or four.
Third time?
This is your third time. I think you're our most frequent flyer.
Yay. So welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to maybe introduce yourself? Tell us what you're doing at Microsoft.
Sure. So I'm the Microsoft 365 MVP lead. I work with all the different product group owners related to the MVP program across M365. So believe it or not, there are over 20 products that are technical contribution areas for MVPs under M365 and several others that just aren't official, but equally as important. So we've got a lot going on. It's been quite crazy, but it's an excellent job. And I come from the Teams team. So, you know all you from when I was in Teams, but now learning a lot about all the other products that we have. So
awesome. Yeah.
It's a lot to wrangle.
Yes.
We are a lot to wrangle.
Yes.
We are a lot.
Yes. We're loud in a good way.
So this is our Copilot series. So we kind of wanted to just kind of grab you here in the hallway. Impromptu.
Yep.
And wanted to maybe get your impressions of or your experience with Copilot so far. How are you finding it?
What
is Copilot? Okay, so let's perhaps focus on, we just did an episode on comparing a couple of different Copilots.
Mm-hmm.
So for this one, let's focus on Copilot for Microsoft 365.
Yep, great.
So,
and how do you use it?
Yeah,
you know, I think the biggest thing for me when I started using Copilot is I was still stuck in the search, you know, like, oh, this is just going to be my Copilot to search for things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people think that they get in, you know, if you go into Bing and use Copilot, like, okay, this is just an amped up Bing search or something like that. And what I'm realizing just by using it is the capabilities are just crazy. Everything from trying to find something, mm-hmm. from actually having it do some work for me. And by doing work, I don't mean doing my job, but giving me a starting place. I think that's been the most useful thing for me is when I have to create like a strategy document, something like that normally would take me forever. I love that I can just have Copilot start it for me. And then it's like half the way there, sometimes more, sometimes less, but it gives me something to go off of. And personally for me, that's my hardest part is, you know, staring at a blank slide deck or a blank document and being like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. And this will take all of my information and put it all together and just makes my life so much simpler because then I can be in edit mode. I can just go through and make it how I want it and add additional information and not have to start from scratch.
Yeah, I love that. One of the things I love about it as well, we all write documentations and we do a lot of documentation, but sometimes my mind is not there. I write something like, that really does not really sound good. So I go into Copilot, mm-hmm. and realize, everyone, like, oh yeah, this is what I meant, but it's not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that issue.
Well, I was trying to find a slide deck yesterday, actually. It was something that I did a couple of years ago, and I wanted to pull a couple slides from an old deck for something I was doing, and I could not find it, you know, search and, you know, nothing. I didn't know what I named it. You know, it was just for a variety of reasons, it was not pulling up for me. But then I was like, I'm going to ask Copilot, where is this crazy deck, right? So I open Copilot. I'm like, help me find the deck that I did about this with mm-hmm. this person. And it gave me three different options, and one of them was right. Actually, two of them were right. So, yeah, I think it is like an amped up search, but it's like, help me find this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we sometimes call what you described earlier blank page syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're staring at a blank page, you don't know where to start. I find if I'm going to build a document, like to your point, Monique, the hardest part for me is getting started. Once I get started, mm-hmm. then I can get some momentum, I'm moving, I get my thing done.
getting a rhythm.
Getting that
sometimes
started.
Sometimes it's easier to react to something in red line, some starting text to help you get a rhythm. Yeah. And then once you get a rhythm, then you can move faster. So it's sort of like that moving walkway approach to just getting a speed start.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I also, one of the things that I have found super useful for me, and it's not doing something instead of me doing it, it's doing something that I've always wanted to be good at doing, which is taking meeting notes and action items and recaps. And, you know, we have intelligent recap for the meetings and Teams, which is fabulous as well. But, you know, I really like the ability to pull the feedback. I say feedback because when we have calls, oftentimes with all of you talking to our product group members, we're getting product feedback. And something that I've never really been great about doing is taking all that, condensing it down and giving it to the PMs and saying, thank you so much. Here's the reporting, but also here's the big things. That instead of having like, you know, the entire transcription, which is, you know, you still have to weed through it. So I'm finding that super useful too.
It's very useful. I was talking about it. That's when I do client calls, you should always take notes. And now I have reduced my notes to at least 50%.
Yeah.
Because I'm relying on Copilot to do the recap for me.
And sometimes it remembers things or it tells you things like, oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Cool. Don't know if you have an answer for this or not, but sometimes you hear people talk about what their favorite prompt is. So I'm curious if you have a favorite prompt.
I don't have a favorite prompt. I know. I have. What are some of yours?
So I personally, I like the prompt try harder. Because sometimes Copilot will actually, I'll ask it something, and it'll come back and say, sorry, I can't. I don't have information for that. And I will literally put in, yes, you do, try harder. And then it does actually come back with an answer.
Really?
You can actually put in try harder.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I saw Jared Spatero do it on a demo once.
Wow.
Okay. I got to try.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah,
do either of you?
I haven't used it. I don't know about it. But one of the prompts I like is in Teams. And you can go ask Copilot, who are the latest members of a specific team? Because if you're in a big organization, if you have dynamic membership and you want people to go and you guide them somewhere, it tells you.
Yeah.
What's the people that join the team?
That's great.
Interesting. Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you so much. I know you got a busy day ahead.
Thank you.
Too long, but it's great to run across
you. Here's the miracle of being at a conference. You never know who's going to come by. And we love having you.
Well, I love being here. So have me again. I love it. And, you know, I will say for anybody that may be viewing this and is already using Copilot, one of the most important things that everybody can do to help us improve the quality of Copilot is by giving in-product feedback. So if you're using Copilot in Teams, if you're using Copilot in Word or whatever the product is, there's that in-product feedback, and that is looked at by each of the product groups on a very frequent basis. So if I could ask one thing, use that product feedback.
The product team actually does look at that feedback.
Exactly. Yes, we are on a very fast-paced development cycle right now. So, you know, the quicker we can get that feedback in, the better we can make the product. So
that's great.
Thank you all for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Bye.